Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This was published on the 16th of March, 2021, and is entitled 3 Million Meters on E-Wheels. This is just another round of cheerleading for e-bikes, provoked by my odometer clicking over to 3,000 kilometers. Granted, not amazing for 20 months of commuting, but not nothing. For anyone in an even marginally urban situation in reasonable health, if you don't have one of these, you're really missing a trick. For earlier raving about this vehicle, see here, which is a link to a piece I published last year about the e-bike and what it's like to ride. Then there are a couple of pictures. The first shows the bike parked charismatically on a sloping lawn full of spring crocuses overlooking False Creek, my personal favorite body of water. And then the next one is a close-up of the little speedometer doohickey on the handlebar, showing that the mileage at 2999, and the caption says, "More interesting than 3000 and prime." Capital cost? Noticeable, but much less than anything with a motor. Fuel cost? Damn close to zero. Parking cost? Free. Health cost? Negative. Carbon loading? Trivial. Mind-clearing ability? High. Cargo capacity? Remarkable. Getting you the hell out of the house during COVID? Beyond price. There must be some gripes? I had a flat. So I bought a new tube and slipped it in and absolutely could not get the big thick fucking tire back on the fucking rim. I had to take it to a bike shop where I discovered that my wrestling with it had ruined the new inner tube, $10 shot to hell, and this skinny little bike shop woman slipped it on in no time. Oh, and I ran out of power once and just about gave myself a coronary, pumping this clunker up a not too steep hill. These things are rough on chains. I've replaced it once and it's getting ratty again. Which is unsurprising since the bike is so heavy and a low gear plus the e-boost pulls awfully hard, especially if you insist on going fast, which I do. There's no place to stash a latte if you pick one up on the way to work. You're stretching. Well, obviously. It's fast. It's smooth. It's fun. It's green. And it's, on balance, cheap. I just can't imagine who wouldn't want one. That's all, folks.